Good morning. Today we're going to talk about a prosbul. Why is it necessary? Why is it not necessary? What's its function? And you know, need to go to Beis Din in order to have it executed, or are there more convenient ways? So we're going to start out with a pasuk in the Torah. It's in Dvarim Tesvav, pasuk Aleph Surbeis, two pasukim that talks about the Shemitah at the end of 7 years, Mikesh Avashanim, actually, at the end of 6 years, we have the seventh year, which is Shemitah. And one of the functions of Shemitah at the end of the Shemitah, debts, obligations that are due and owing by that time, they are wiped out. That is one of the concepts of Shemitah, though it erases debts that are owed. However, there's a big exception, or there are more than one exception, but the big exception that we're going to talk about today is if the debt is turned over to a Beis Din for collection. So it's not an individual who has that loan that is outstanding to him, but it's owed to the Beis Din, then Shemitah will not wipe that out. Accordingly, that gives us the ability to hand over our debts and obligation to the Beis Din that will act as our arm to collect those debts. And accordingly, they would not be wiped out by Shemitah. Now, the concept of a prosbul, Shemitah was approaching, people would be concerned that the Shemitah would be wiping out their debts. That's what the pasuk says. That's based on the Torah. It's a doraisa, that debts are wiped out come Shemitah, and because of that, they stopped lending. That is actually a law. You have to lend to people. It's a mitzvah, an asay, to lend. And also the Torah says specifically in Dvarim, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Tes, be careful. If you have somebody who is needy, you have to continue lending. Even when it comes close to Shemitah, you can't refrain from lending people who are destitute. And people were violating this. They stopped giving loans. And Hillel was concerned because loans are necessary. People are destitute. They need to afford food and the like. So he instituted what we call the prosbul, which was, as discussed before, as I mentioned before, turning over the loans, those debts, to the Beis Din so that they will not be wiped out by Shemitah. And that indeed did correct the people. It corrected the wrongdoing of refraining from giving those loans. So people continue giving the loans because the Shemitah would not be wiping out the loans as long as they did a prosbul. And the prosbul is indeed that document. It's a shtar that is an individual turning over his loans or various other amounts that he's owed to a Beis Din for collection. So the next question then is, do you have to go to a Beis Din and have three dayanim sign? Or are there other ways to do it? So there is a very effective way to do it. And that is, instead of going and having the three dayanim sign directly, you can take two or three witnesses and have them sign the shtar, have them sign the prosbul. And effectively what this is doing is that they are giving testimony that the malva, that is the lender, the person who is owed money, he is turning over his shtaros, he is turning over the loans that he is owed over to the Beis Din. So they're simply giving edus that this individual is turning over all the obligations, all amounts that he's owed, that he has in other people's hands. He is turning it over to the Beis Din, and then the Beis Din will be able to collect based on that shtar, even though it wasn't executed by the dayani, but it was executed by edim. It is going to serve the same function. So indeed, there are various forms of the shtaros, various forms of the contracts, signing it over. I have one in front of me here that it says shtar prosbul. It's not the one that you have the dayanim sign directly. It's the type that you have edim sign. And it says that in front of us, this individual appeared. It's the edim signing it. And he doesn't even have to sign it. The lender who is protecting his loans. And they say, this individual, Ariwasa McCain, in front of me. And it goes through the technicalities of how it has to work. And then they say that we are acting as edim, and it may include other family members of the individuals, etc. And then it is executed by the dayanim, and that is what is used if people don't want to go to a Beis Din. they can simply have three Edim. It could be two, three Edim. Some are makbid to have three Edim sign, and that is what will be used as the prusbol if, in fact, there is a non-payment on a loan or a return of some item in somebody else's possession. This will be the shtar that will be used that somebody can go to Beis Din and enforce and require payment, even if it is after the Shemitah year. Have a wonderful day.